We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Montana State Athletics Bobcat Insider Podcast. This is your home for all things Montana State Athletics.
Well, hello and welcome into the Bobcat Insider Podcast, another week, and I'm your host here, Zach Mackey, the radio voice of the Montana State Bobcats. Happy to be with you as football season is back and in full swing. The Montana State Bobcats have another home game this weekend, and we're going to have a bit of a recap of last weekend and then take a look to the preview of this coming weekend against San Diego. It's another Pioneer League opponent. It's an interesting matchup when you look at it, just because San Diego has dominated that league, the Pioneer League. I didn't realize getting into it how really dominant they've been to that entire league until you take a look at it. They were going for the most conference wins in a row in any conference in all of college football last season, and they ended up losing to a Dayton team that went ahead and won the conference then. So that ended up snapping that streak of 39 straight games. I mean, quite incredible when you think of what they've been able to do and piece together. They've been playing kind of a big sky sketch. When you look at it, they started off with a Cal Poly team that they were right with. It was a pick six that ended up giving Cal Poly the win. And then UC Davis really blew them out of the water. UC Davis kind of showing the last couple of weeks, I think, why they're one of the top 15 teams in the country. They just really got to it, got the offense going. They beat Tulsa week one. They beat a San Diego group like this week too. So it's going to be interesting to watch UC Davis as they continue to just kind of jump on the national stage as they're going along here. But the San Diego group come again running kind of an I formation, kind of that slow tempo. Look to the tight ends and that. We'll dig into it a little bit more here in the upcoming podcast. But it was a gold out last week. It was a tremendous crowd, 20,000 plus. And let's take a listen back to the recap from last week.
This is Montana State Football. Time now to look back at last week's game with a Bobcat Rewind.
Well, let's take a look back as to Montana State's most recent game against Drake, a Pioneer opponent. They've got another one on the horizon coming up in the most upcoming game against San Diego. But the Bobcats, took care of business early. First, it was the field goal. Blake Glessner, who's been so good for Montana State, sent it through the uprights, and the Bobcats got their first lead.
He's going to be sitting at about a 29-yard field goal. It is up, holds there, kicks up, and good. And the Bobcats are first to strike. 3-0. Montana State goes ahead and runs in front. They get that 3-0 lead.
It didn't take much longer, though. The Bobcats hit the ball around midfield when they got it into the flat. Willie Patterson, and he saw daylight.
He'll take the snap. He'll give it off to Elijah Elliott. No, keeping himself. Throw it over to the flat. Willie Patterson's got it. His lead blocker, McCutcheon, diving. Touchdown.
On to the second quarter we go then, where Patterson yet again saw his number called. He had two catches, and he had two touchdowns.
Fake the handoff to Isaiah Fonse. This one thrown up to Willie Patterson. He's got it. Touchdown, Bobcats. He lays it in. And Willie Patterson puts the Bobcats up by two full scores.
And then before halftime, it was just 2 yards needed for the first down, and Isaiah Afonso got those two and got two more to put himself into the end zone.
Quarterback Matt McKay, he'll go under center for the very first time in today's game. They give it off to the second back through. Isaiah Afonso into the end zone. A Tom Pump touchdown, and the Bobcats extend their lead.
So the Bobcats up 24-7 going into the halftime after Drake was able to get their first and only score going into the halftime break. They came out, and yet again, Lance McCutcheon, who was the leading receiver, he got into the scoring ways himself.
Takes a snap, looking for a bit of a throw here. Down the near side, McCutcheon's got it. Touchdown! One play. How about that? 45 yards. Lance McCutcheon grabs it, and the Bobcats hit 30.
Backup quarterback Tucker Rovick came into the game in the fourth quarter, didn't skip a beat. He hit Cam Gardner, the Utah transfer, down in the corner and got Gardner his first Bobcat touchdown.
Taking the snap now, dropping back. Rovick looking to the air. Here over to the near side. This one caught. Is he in? He is. A touchdown for Cam Gardner. The Californian comes through, and the Bobcats make it 44-7.
So that's a look back at last week's contest. The Bobcats victorious by the score of 45-7. Montana State 1-1 of the season down, looking to get back-to-back wins for the first time this season.
Hey, Mayshew Moving and Storage is Bozeman's own local and long-distance moving company, and they're here to help you move your home or business through change. Call for an estimate today. That's Mayshew Moving and Storage here in Bozeman. Also, Bobcat Nation Toyota has created a rewards program specifically for you. As part of the Toyota Rewards Program, you can win exclusive swag throughout the year, along with receiving a premium giveaway in the mail each time you bring your vehicle in to be serviced at your local Toyota dealer. To join the program, visit msubobcats.com/Toyota Rewards to register. Toyota, proud to be a partner of Bobcat Athletics. So it's back to work for the Montana State Bobcats this week, and we were able to catch up with Jack Cronin, the play-by-play voice of the Chareros of San Diego, kind of get a brief history of this season so far, what he thinks of the matchup as it continues along. And without any further ado, we'll dig into the conversation with Jack Cronin. Welcome you back here on the Bobcat Insider Podcast as we continue to dive in and take a closer look here at San Diego. We're now joined with the play-by-play man for San Diego, Jack Cronin. And Jack, thanks for taking the time and coming on today.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to coming out and looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah, no kidding. You said one of your first times in the state of Montana, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have been to something like 45 states now. I mean, it's getting up there. I'm very lucky as you and I in this business here get to travel with the teams. And Montana is one of my last ones remaining, and it's one of the best in the union. I can't wait.
There you go. I was just telling you before we got on, the smoke starting to clear. It's going to be a gorgeous night, a gorgeous afternoon on Saturday to be able to get that game in. Jake, this is kind of almost like you're playing a conference schedule here, the Big Sky. It's going to be your third Big Sky opponent here in a row. You might as well just jump into the conference now.
Boy, isn't that funny? I mean, this is the toughest schedule that San Diego has ever had. And they've been kind of building and building to try and get to these kind of moments where they face teams like the 13th ranked program in the country in Montana State. Now, San Diego's a non-scholarship team, so they play a level down from the other teams in the FCS. They play in the Pioneer Football League, which has no scholarships. But they've been able to build this program to a point where they've beaten Big Sky programs like Northern Arizona and Cal Poly in the playoffs before. And so this year they lined up the toughest schedule they've ever had, came very close to beating Cal Poly, not close against Davis last week. So we'll see what happens here coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, can you take us back through UC Davis is ranked in the top 25 of the country. We saw it last week whenever they beat up on Tulsa out of the FBS. That UC Davis team is for real. Can you just kind of give us a synopsis, a breakdown of that contest?
Well, it was a dominating day for Davis. San Diego really wasn't in that one. Like I said, the Toreros came one play away from nearly beating Cal Poly the week before, had it not been for a pick six, which is one of the most important plays you can have in football. It had not been for that one play, they have a chance of winning against the Mustangs. But last week it wasn't the case. Davis is just that good. The efficiency that they showed, whether it be special teams, offense, defense, whatever it was, it just really wasn't close. And they were able to come up and pretty much do whatever they wanted to do up and down the field. So that's kind of part of the reason San Diego wants to challenge themselves against these kind of teams, is to see where you're at. And again, having beaten scholarship teams in the past, it was a chance to try and spring an upset again like a Cal Poly, but it was not the case last week.
Jack, you were talking about being able to play a little bit in the spring too. San Diego was able to get some of those games in. Montana State, on the other hand, did not. They opted out of a spring season. How much continuity in that have you seen going from that spring last year? You were second place in the league, a chance right there to be able to win another conference title that San Diego's done so often in that league. But how much continuity have you seen from there to this fall season now?
Well, it was really interesting. You're right. I mean, everybody in the world obviously dealing with this natural disaster that we've been living through. And so it was, there was a lot of up and downs. Where are we going to play? Obviously, as you know, the spring season, delayed for the 2020 campaign. Where are we going to play? What are we going to do? Non-conference, conference, et cetera. The Pioneer League ended up playing six games, and it was kind of disorganized a little bit at the league level. There were teams coming into the conference, teams opting out. Who's going to play, who's going to count. At the time, San Diego tied the all-time FCS conference record, so the all-time record for conference win streak with Duquesne at 39 in a row. It's an incredible accomplishment. They did that during the pandemic. And so you have all these ups and downs, and they fall to Davidson and end up falling on the tiebreaker in the conference championship. But they still got six games in, but it was kind of helter-skelter, to be honest, in the spring. This, Dale Lindsay, the head coach for the Toreros, has said is a much more traditional, organized fall campaign. And so for San Diego, not so much continuity from the spring, but continuity from years past is a better way of looking at it. You're right. It's normal. It's that you have practice and you have meetings and you're able to do things on the normal schedule. And that has really helped here coming into this fall traditional season.
Jack, as we're coming into this fall season, trying to get a full go of it and everything right now, what stand out to you about this San Diego group so far in the first couple of games that you've seen?
Well, again, like I said, this is the toughest schedule that San Diego's ever had. And the program, I mean, to give your listeners just a brief history, really kind of went through a renaissance with Jim Harbaugh as the head coach for 3 years back in the early 2000s. To try and elevate them from where they were, again, Pioneer League non-scholarship program. Your FBS teams have 85 scholarships, your FCS teams have 63, San Diego and the FCS has zero. So trying to build that. So starting in middle of the early 2000s there, they try and build it into where they are in the Pioneer League. The Pioneer League itself gains an automatic bid into the FCS playoffs, which again elevates San Diego. So you go from having guys like Josh Johnson still in the NFL right now to building to where we are, making the playoffs for the first time, playing at your friends over in Montana and falling in an FCS playoff game, then coming back and winning two FCS games against Northern Arizona and Cal Poly, trying to build and build and now where we are in this kind of non-conference schedule with two ranked teams in Davis and Montana State. So we're trying to build to this moment here. And San Diego, despite all of those limitations, the non-scholarship, all these things, they have five players in the NFL right now, five players on NFL rosters and practice squads, which is incredible to think about for this kind of program. So really for us, you know, it's looking at what can we do? How do you prepare yourself for the Pioneer schedule, which starts next week at the defending conference champions in Davidson? How you prepare yourself for that to try and get back to the playoffs, which means the automatic bid, and that includes the game here against Montana State.
Take a look at the last couple, able to put up 300 plus yards the last couple of performances, even with a 53-7 game in which UC Davis won, he still put up over 300 yards offensively, able to move the ball well. It looks like the tight ends kind of get involved too, especially in that first game against Cal Poly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, San Diego, like, again, going back to the Harbaugh days through Ron Carragher and now Dale Lindsey, who's been the coach for 9 years, they've always run the same pro style offense. So there's no gimmicks. There's no, this is not, anything crazy. You're not seeing any sort of crazy spread or triple option or things like that, like some college programs at this level, have to do sometimes. San Diego's always run a pro style offense. That includes using the tight ends, and they've used them very well. Dalton Kincaid, the tight end from 2 years ago, is now with Utah in the Pac-12. Ross Dwelly, former tight end, is with the San Francisco 49ers and on their active roster. So tight ends have always been a big part in San Diego. They use a fullback. They use two tight end sets a lot. They'll mix up the formations. But tight ends have always been a big part of that. And one of their best players, Derek Klein, got hurt right before the start of the season. So Michael Cadenas has stepped into that role and has been the starter and played very, very well and was a leading receiver against Cal Poly, as you said. So you're going to see a pretty pro-style offense come Saturday, and that does include the use of the tight end.
How about two defensively? Michael Hawkins led the way for the defense last week, had 12 tackles along the way too. What could he say as a corner, with 12 tackles, what could he say about his play?
Yeah, and so it's a pretty athletic secondary and linebacking core for that matter for San Diego. Kama Kamaka, Michael Hawkins, who you mentioned there, Hunter Nichols, the safeties, the Wallace twins on the corners, and Cassius Johnson. It's a pretty athletic secondary. So they're going to be all over the place. San Diego plays, again, a very traditional 4-3 defense. So you're going to see, they don't play too many guys. Everybody plays goes the full four quarters. So you're going to see guys trying to move up and down, whether it be, dropping back in pass coverage or coming up the line of scrimmage. And you're going to see them in special teams as well. So it's a pretty athletic look. And, again, here's a defense, Jamal Agnew's with the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL. This is defense has produced athletic secondary players in the past. It's the same kind of defense for Dale Lindsey.
You talked about it. It's going to be into the conference season. Then at the conclusion of this game for the San Diego bunch, they're going to go to the defending champs, Davidson. How does the overall, I know St. Thomas thrown in there too, how does the overall conference look in this upcoming season for San Diego?
Well, it's a great question. The spring season didn't really teach us much, to your point, about trying to get some continuity and trying to do all these things. There are two new members of the Pioneer League, Presbyterian, with the crazy offensive numbers that they put up, St. Thomas coming to San Diego the first time, just making the jump into the Pioneer League. And the Pioneer League always has kind of a somewhat rotating membership from year to year because they fill a great role in college football between Division II and Division I and the FCS, allowing these schools to make a jump and build programs. That's what everybody's doing here. So we don't really know. I mean, the Davidson-San Diego rivalry has really ramped up. In 2018, they had one of the great college football games of all time at any level, FBS, FCS, whatever you want to say, where Davidson, in a loss to San Diego, set the all-time college football rushing record in a single contest. And San Diego, by Anthony Lawrence, the all-time leading passer, and Michael Bandy, who's with the Los Angeles Chargers now in the NFL, had set all the school passing records and came back and won a game to win the conference championship in 2018 at home. Davidson last year snapping San Diego's conference win streak during the shortened spring pandemic season. That was, again, in San Diego. So the Toreros going there with revenge on their minds next week. And so, again, this is why you try and play two of the best teams in the country in Davis and Montana State, and three scholarship programs to start your year. You want to try and prepare for the Pioneer League, which starts next week.
Jack, when San Diego comes into town and when they're playing their best, what is going to jump out to Bobcat fans when things are clicking, when things are going well? What's going to jump out for this San Diego group?
Well, it was a story against Cal Poly. it's looking at turnovers, because San Diego can move the football. Like, again, traditional pro-style offense and defense. And they can move the football, but if there are turnovers, it's not going to happen. And you can say that about a lot of college football games, obviously, but for San Diego it's particular because, you know, if not for a pick six against Cal Poly, they might win that game against the Mustangs. They were driving. In fact, they drove right down the field the next drive, got a touchdown, and right at the end of the game, they had a touchdown that was overturned on a call and ruled incomplete, saying the ball was bobbled. So they can move the football. It's just, do they protect it? Do you keep drives alive instead of turnovers, and in particular interceptions? And we'll have to see how that looks on Saturday, if that is going to be the deciding factor.
Well, Jack, appreciate you taking the time. Looking forward to the contest on Saturday here in Bozeman, Montana.
Thank you for having us. It's a great opportunity and in a wonderful place, and can't wait to see you on Saturday. Thank you so much.
Well, our thanks to Jack for giving us the time throughout the week this week to be able to get a look at some of that stuff and kind of get an understanding of this San Diego group. Football in action, we talked about it, but also volleyball in action. Boy, did they have a good one, too. They went five sets to the number 7th-ranked team of the country, Washington. The Bobcats won the first set, dropped the next couple, won another one, took it to the 5th set, and were ahead in that 5th set. Unfortunately, ended up falling to the number 7 team in the country, but boy, does Coach Daniel Jones and company have that team really rolling along, and they're going to be an exciting bunch to watch as Big Sky season gets started up right away. It's a Brawl the Wild on Tuesday already in Missoula, Montana, and Montana State for the volleyball match. Been a while since we've been able to see that and get that back to a sense of normalcy, so that's going to be exciting on Tuesday in Missoula. We also like to remind you that our podcast each week, you can subscribe on any of the platforms out there. You can go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Let us know that you like the podcast. Continue to keep on downloading it each week. We're brought to you in part by Mayshew Moving and Storage. They're Bozeman's own local and long-distance moving company, and they're here to help your home or business move through change. Call for an estimate today. Also, Bobcat Nation, Toyota has created a rewards program specifically for you. As part of the Toyota Rewards Program, you can win exclusive swag throughout the year, along with receiving premium giveaways in the mail each time you bring your vehicle in to be serviced at your local Toyota dealer. To join the program, visit msubobcats.com/Toyota Rewards to register. Toyota, proud to be a partner of Bobcat Athletics. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Again, we'll be back next week with another preview as the Bobcats looking to get their second win. San Diego trying to look for their first win of the season. I'm Zach Mackey for the Bobcat Insider saying so long. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Bobcat Insider. Be sure to stay up to date with all things Montana State Athletics by visiting msubobcats.com and by following the Cats on social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle msubobcats. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Bobcats Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.